Have you ever felt like you're running on empty, just going through the motions? Imagine a beautiful float in a parade that suddenly sputters and stops right in front of everyone. It looks great on the outside, but it ran out of gas. In 1 Corinthians 4, Paul shares how we can keep our spiritual tanks full and not lose heart. Join us as we discover the secret to staying encouraged, seeing God's light, and experiencing His grace in tough times.
Years ago, the famous annual Rose Parade was winding its way through Pasadena, California. All of these beautiful floats were covered in flowers, along with all sorts of creative exhibits. And they're traveling down this parade route, and suddenly, right in the middle of the parade, a beautiful float sputtered and stalled. Well, come to find out, while the designers of this float had cared for everything, and it all looked beautiful, they'd overlooked one thing. The truck pulling the exhibit had simply run out of gas. Well, now the irony is that this particular float happened to represent the Standard Oil Company. Well, the entire parade halted until someone was able to find some gasoline and restart that truck. You know, that story made me wonder, are we running on empty today? We might look good, but is there fuel, so to speak, in our spiritual tank? Well, as we set sail today into 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, Paul begins and ends this chapter with the same thought, the same promise. Here it is. We do not lose heart, verse 1. Verse 16, we do not lose heart. Now, in between these two verses, Paul spells out several reasons why we can stay encouraged, why we can keep moving forward in our lives today. First, we can do so because God has given us the privilege of seeing the light of His gospel. Paul writes here in verse 6, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Well, how did God's light shine into our hearts, giving us the glorious knowledge of Jesus Christ? Well, through the gospel. Paul makes that clear back here in verse 4, where he mentions the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now, the unbelieving world, Paul writes here in verse 4, is blind to the light of the gospel of Christ. Simply put, they don't see it. Frankly, they don't want to see it. And because of that, they have nothing to encourage their hearts when life gets difficult or discouraging. But for us as believers, God has shown His light into our hearts. His gospel has opened our eyes. Well, Paul writes here in verse 6 that God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." You know, he's taking us back to Genesis chapter 1, where God commanded in verse 3, "Let there be light." And let me tell you, beloved, your salvation is taking you from darkness to light, and that was just as supernatural as the creation of light back there at the dawn of human history. If you belong to Jesus, you are a creation of amazing glory. Now, of course, don't go around taking credit for it. Give glory to God. Let the joy of your salvation grow because of what He's done in your life. And that's going to keep you, Paul writes here, from losing heart today. That'll put some gasoline in your spiritual tank, so to speak. So we don't lose heart, first of all, because God has given us the privilege of seeing the light of His gospel. Now, here's the second reason we don't lose heart. Because God has granted us the treasure of His grace. Paul writes here in verse 7, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." I love this phrase. The treasure of God's gospel of grace has been deposited into us. And who are we? We're ordinary clay pots. I like the fact that Christians aren't compared here to teacups, but to clay mugs. clay pots. They're for everyday use. As I've traveled the world over these past decades, it's been my tradition to bring home to my wife a beautiful teacup from the country where I preached. Today, she has a beautiful collection that's grown over the years with teacups from many different countries. Some of them feature beautiful patterns of flowers and birds and landscapes. Others have regal insignia from the royal families who rule these countries. But all of these teacups are very delicate. She displays them on special shelving in the dining room, and we use them with care. Well, let me tell you, beloved, God has chosen to pour into us His priceless treasure of grace. And instead of looking around for something especially beautiful or rare or regal, He chooses clay pots. Well, maybe that's because He doesn't plan on putting us on a shelf somewhere for, you know, special occasions. But He wants us out there in the rough and tumble duties of daily life. The fact that God has saved us and then wants to use us, humble clay pots, that's like giving us a full tank of gas to get out there and serve Him with joy. Well, there's one more reason here in this text that keeps us from losing heart. Third, God has given us the promise of future glory. Listen to what Paul writes here in verse 16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our bodies might be wearing old, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Now, as I read this, some of you might be ready to, you know, jump out of your seat and say, wait a second, Paul, what do you mean we're experiencing some light momentary affliction? I've been dealing with some agonizing problems for years. Well, let me tell you, Paul knows what he's talking about here. He even gives us a running list of some of his own troubles. Back here in verse 8, he writes, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. The word he uses for perplexed here refers to an inability to figure out what God is doing. So even the Apostle Paul had some unanswered questions. He was perplexed at times. He goes on here in verse 9 to add to the list of troubles. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. In other words, Paul is reminding the Corinthians that his ministry and the ministry of the apostles was constantly bringing them to death's door. Paul never hesitated to put his life at risk for Christ's sake and for the sake of the church, and he came close to dying many times because of the severity of his afflictions. So let me put it this way. When it comes to experiencing affliction, Paul happens to be an expert at it. And he's the one who reminds us all that afflictions, even like the ones he's experienced, are nothing compared to the glory of heaven that awaits us. Paul writes here in verse 14, he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. You see, Paul knows that your suffering and his, no matter how long, no matter how intense it feels, well, it's temporary. Resurrection day is coming. Life together in Jesus' presence is next on the agenda, and it's all, verse 15 writes, to the glory of God. That's why Paul can write here in verse 16 this rather incredible statement. So, we do not lose heart. We don't have to run out of gas. We might get tired in the ministry, but we don't get tired of the ministry. And by the way, did you notice here that Paul could get discouraged, but he didn't quit? He suffered pain and frustration and at times confusion. He doesn't pretend it isn't real. He doesn't put a little smile on his face, you know, to fool people. He takes courage in the coming glory of Christ. He found joy in being a simple clay pot for Christ. And he rejoiced that God has opened his eyes to see the light of the gospel. And that put gasoline in his tank. And it can in yours and mine as well. It kept him moving. It can keep us moving forward for the glory of God. Well, until we set sail again next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. Today, you learned that you don't have to lose heart. God's light, His grace, and the promise of future glory keep you going. Let's keep our spiritual tanks full by focusing on these truths. If you have a comment, a question, or need more information, we'd love to hear from you. Simply send an email to info@wisdomonline.org. On our website, we have a special place where Stephen answers questions from listeners just like you. If you encounter a confusing Bible passage or need clarification on a teaching, Stephen is ready to help. You might find it fascinating to explore the questions others have asked and see Stephen's insightful answers. Often, others have wondered the same things you have. So, anytime you have a question about the Bible or the Christian faith, don't hesitate to email info@wisdomonline.org. Once Stephen answers, we'll add it to our growing collection of questions and answers for everyone to benefit from. And of course, you can also use that email address for any questions or comments you have about our ministry. Stay connected with us through social media. It's a fantastic way to stay informed and interact with our community. Be sure and like our Facebook page to get the latest updates. You can also find us on Twitter or X and Instagram for daily inspiration and insights. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we post a daily Bible message. We truly enjoy interacting with you on these platforms. Thanks for listening. Join us next time here on the Wisdom Journey.